Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It wasn't all on Anthony Volpe last night, but he's in the crosshairs right now, and Wednesday's performance certainly didn't help his cause, beginning with this and a tie game in the eighth after the Yankees had actually scored a couple of runs for a chance.
This is loaded. One out. 2-0. Bouncing ball to Volpe. Bobbles! Throws away! Try to get it to Peraza. Run scores. It's 3-2 Angels. Boy, that was a double play written all over.
Except it wasn't. Dave Sims here.
That's
on the
a
fan.
Killer! That is a killer!
It sure was.
Oh, God, yes, it is.
Gave the Angels the lead into the ninth inning.
It took me a while to find it.
Yeah,
true.
Prime Video situation?
Yeah, it's Prime Video. I'm going, oh, that's right, it's Prime Video night.
Oh, you found it. Maybe just in time for him to boot that ball there?
Man, they've sold their soul. I mean, honestly. I mean, the fact that it's all over the place, and it's especially because it's the Yankees. I mean, God almighty.
I mean, let's not act like... I mean, there's a lot of teams on a lot of different platforms these days.
Yeah, I know. It's MLB's fault.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, okay. They get to the ninth inning, and there was Volpe with a chance to atone for his big error and extend the game, perhaps, facing veteran closer Kenley Jansen.
Here's the pitch from Jansen. Swing! And a miss struck him out. And the Yankee losing streak goes to 6 ball games, and the Yankees have lost this series to the Angels.
3-2, the final, 95-mile-per-hour cutter pretty much right down the middle. He was way under it. He actually fell to one knee, taking such a big hack. Volpe 0 for 4, 3 Ks. He was also caught stealing in this game. Here he was on the big error afterwards.
I mean, right off the bat, I got to be aggressive. Go get the ball, make the play. As far as that's all it is. It's the first read off the bat.
And he sat back, let the ball play him instead. We know how that worked out. Now, bottom of the eighth, after the Yanks fell behind, they get the first couple of guys on. They turn the lineup over for Trent Grisham. Aaron Boone again puts the bunt on. Grisham bunts foul. Then he takes it off, just like he did with DJ LeMahieu in the opener of this series. And it didn't work out that time. Didn't work out this time either, as Grisham fouled out to the catcher.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Guys can't lay down a bunt.
No.
Well, I mean, it's also, so did he took it off after 0-1 and not when the count was 2-1?
I think it was 2-1, but my point is there was one attempt.
Gotcha. All right.
And then he took it off because he said the Angels were playing the bunt very aggressively.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen,
when they lose, man, no matter what they say after the game, it's going to look bad. It's going to sound bad. Everybody's going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Get rid of this guy. Fire that one. You know, we've been down this road 1,000 times. But I don't think we've been down this road for 5 straight days where both teams have lost every day.
Yeah, 11 straight.
I got to get to the bottom of that. I heard you mention that.
Well, Fleegs asked me that question. I'm like, Fleegs, I don't know.
Yeah, Fleegs, you're supposed to tell us the answers to those questions.
If you ask me a question like that, you've got to give me the answer. Yeah.
Well, right. I was just pondering while we were doing the minutes, like, have you ever had a week like this? Because this is 5 days or 4 days in a row. It could be 5 of just misery.
Now, you did have the weekend, so... That's a little different. You know, it's like a Monday to Friday situation, like a full work week for you. And now it could be by the time we get to the end of the
week. Well, we'll see what happens when we get here tomorrow.
Yeah, the way things are going right now. So I'll see if I can get the answer to that for you before next hour. You did have solo home runs in this game from Jazz Chisholm and Cody Bellinger to snap the scoreless streak, but the losing streak hit 6. They'll try to avoid the sweep this afternoon. Carlos Rodon, Tyler Anderson with pregame here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app beginning at 12:25.
You should take the Yankees in the over.
No.
No.
Today's explosion day.
It is not explosion day.
Yeah, it is.
Problem is, Al and I said that on
Tuesday.
That's you and Al. I mean, it's me and Gio now.
Explosion day?
You speak things into existence.
I do.
You should do that.
I don't think getaway days are ever explosion days.
Oh, it is.
Very rare that you get
it. Feels to me like an explosion day.
Thursday afternoon, explosion day.
Oh, yeah.
No, those games are like 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Nice weather, sun's out.
Guy's going to get some statistics going again. It's going to be good.
Who's pitching for the Angels? Not that it really
matters. Tyler Anderson.
All right. What do we know about him?
I don't know. You can dig into his metrics during the break.
He's solid, and he's a lefty.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nah, not explosion day. You know what they need is we need a solid star from Carlos Rodon. This is a big stopper spot.
There you go.
Stopper spot
for Rodon. All right, the Mets off a brutal loss to the Braves Tuesday got Chris Sale last night, but also found themselves in an early hole as Ronald Acuna Jr. homered on Paul Blackburn's first pitch in the bottom of the
first. I sit down with my Casamigos, like ready to go, and boom, it's out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then after the way the game ended the previous night.
And then just a few batters later, you had this as well.
And Ozuna wouldn't bite at that, and again, Torrens able to block it.
Torrens, so athletic.
What's the call? Balk? Look at Torrens, but he goes after the ball. He uses his mask to touch the ball, which is patently illegal.
I love the disgust in Gary's voice.
Patently illegal.
Yeah, 3-0 after one, and the Braves on their way to a 5-0 shutout of the Mets with Sale going 8 2/3, 5 hits, a walk, 7 strikeouts. Here's Francisco Lindor on the difficulty of facing and seeing Sale with that unique arm angle, even for a right-handed batter.
Looks like he's coming from second base, from the second baseman. Hats off to him today. He executed. He had a good game plan. And he beat us.
He sure did. Lindor, Soto, and Alonso combined to go 0-for-12 with 5 strikeouts as Atlanta handed the Mets a 5th straight loss. One more, and they will undo the 6-game winning streak they put together just last week. Back to the Torrens play, Carlos Mendoza kind of stating the obvious here.
Oh, mental mistake there. You know, he knows the rule. He knows that he can't do it. You know, just a mental error there.
And he, too, was 0-for-4 at the plate.
Another mental error.
Yeah. Emmys. Can't have them. Got to get Francisco Alvarez going as well.
I know. Yeah, how are we going to get him going?
I don't know, but Luis Torrens is not an everyday catcher. You know, I know he's had a nice start to the year.
Give him some Duckalax and let's get him cleaned out. Let's see what happens.
Well, yeah, Mike Vaccaro said send him down. That was a big column.
I said the other day.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know. Well, Vaccaro, he wrote a column about it.
All right. Did he really?
He did.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, yesterday.
You didn't catch that post article?
No. After yesterday's show. Not before. Yeah.
I think she was alluding that he might have hijacked your idea.
He did.
There you go. Mets try to salvage tonight's series finale.
I would set his ass down and say, listen, you know, it's time to get serious. Like, you can work hard as all you want. Either you can do this or you can't. And if you got room to go ahead and move guys around, then you gotta start sending messages. You really do.
All right. Well, we'll see if Clay Holmes can send a message tonight. He is matched up against Spencer Strider, 7:15 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. The Phillies are within a game of the Mets, doubled up the Marlins 4-2. Nick Castellanos back in the lineup after that one game benching. He was 2-for-5 with a double. So you got the Phils breathing down the Mets neck atop the NL East, and the Rays are now doing the same to the Yankees.
The pitch.
Lined up the middle. It's a diving attempt and off the glove of Holiday. Rounding third, Diaz, the throw by Henderson. Safe at home. Rays have taken a 9-8 lead.
That's Rays Radio. They trailed the Orioles 8-0 after two. They come all the way back for a 12-8 victory. Featured a 4-run seventh.
So that team is up for sale, too.
Yeah. $1.7 billion was the word.
Oh.
Which seemed high for the Rays, but then just a few hours later, you get the Lakers story and $10 billion, and it's like, whoa.
And obviously, the Rays have got to get a new stadium, and you know that will be a part of the sale.
Another one of these groups, it's a Jacksonville home builder that's trying to get it
consortium.
In.
Consortium.
Oh.
Another
consortium worth, $500 billion?
Well, I know TGW Group, I think it's called.
Or TWG.
TWG. Okay, TWG. Thank you, CeeLo.
I think
they have $400 billion under assets.
Not bad.
God. Well, for now, the Rays, owned by Stu Sternberg, come back to win that game. They're within a game and a half of the Yankees atop the AL East. The Dodgers also walked off the Padres 4-3 to sweep that series. They've taken 5 out of 6 from San Diego so far this season. Yes, we just alluded to it. The Buss family entering into an agreement to sell majority ownership of the Lakers to Mark Walter, who's the chairman of the Dodgers. He's part of that consortium as well, which has Magic Johnson as well. $10 billion, which would be the highest ever for a U.S. pro sports franchise.
You know what that makes me think of? Jim Doan always sells at the highest point.
Mm.
Is this the highest point? And would he consider selling MSG, the Rangers, and the Knicks? And if he could, how much do you think that would go for?
I don't know, but it seems like anyone
17
could get
to 20 billion?
Top dollar right
probably.
Now.
Probably.
17. Wow.
For two franchises and the Garden.
Two franchises
and the Garden.
Be a lot of cash, that's for sure. The Buss family is going to keep a minority share of the team, and Jeannie Buss, I guess, for a number of years will continue as Lakers governor, but you're talking about a transition of power here, so we'll see what shakes out for that. You've also got NBA Finals game number 6 tonight as the Thunder go for the closeout of the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton expected to be a game-time decision with his calf strains. We'll see about his status, but clearly he'll be at less than 100% with his team facing elimination on their home floor.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.